I fell in love with movies during the year where nobody could actually go to the cinema, for reasons that shall not be named. My father was my saving grace from absolute boredom in this time. He was able to cast any movie from his phone to the living room TV, and that's how he spent every other night, more or less, for about 2 years.
I like movies because of my father. He used to take us to the movie after we go to church. After you go and pray, then you can have fun, something like that.
It's fitting, honestly. His father passed down his love of movies onto him, and my dad passed it on to me. And with each movie we watched, I became more appreciative of every element of it. The script, the screenplay, the soundtrack, the color palette, and so on and so on. I even began posting movie reviews on social media just to get my thoughts written down somewhere. Maybe I'll even start an account or a blog one day for that. Now, my favorite kind of movie is one that takes advantage of the fact that it is a movie. And what I mean by that is, the audience can really sense that time and care was put into every single decision, right down to the last minute detail. Kubrick really said it best: every frame a painting. The movie Everything Everywhere All at Once, a new film from production company A24, is my prime example of this kind of movie. I didn't know anything going into this movie, and I think that's the best way to view it, so I'll try not to get into heavy spoilers. But I still really want to praise just all the imagination and care that went into this movie. The film's plot is founded on the idea of the multiverse. And that was a clip of our protagonist, Evelyn, played by the amazingly talented Michelle Yeoh, jumping to another universe. She's sent careening backwards, screaming, hair flying everywhere. The whole screen even cracks like glass with the classic sound, as her mind is literally fractured between two worlds. And I'm sure you'll agree, the sound effects are loud and disorientating, like a train just roaring by you. To the viewer, it's so sudden, you're left dazed and confused, which is exactly what the movie wants. You are now in Evelyn's shoes, and you're desperately seeking an explanation, so you continue watching. Later on in the movie, one character engages in a fight scene using an odd choice for a weapon. I won't spoil it here. But the choreography is stunning and unlike anything I've ever seen before in films, even pure action thrillers. But something I only noticed on my second viewing was a bit more subtle.
Okay, sir, that's enough.
As a character preps for the fight, the screen literally transforms, becoming longer, but also shorter in height. And a particular type of music plays. This aspect ratio shift and theme are purposefully designed to parallel the classic Chinese kung fu movies, like those of Jackie Chan in the 90s. Those movies use wide screens and few cuts, as the actors typically know martial arts already, so they can perform the stunts and they look real. It's the same technique here. Actors actually practice at home so they could do these long, extended takes without the need for cuts, and it shows. As a final example, the film also pays homage to Wong Kar-wai's romance films, which are absolutely legendary in Hong Kong cinema. They do this through a very specific choice in color palette, lighting, and blurry slow-motion visuals that are iconic of his style. Listen to this clip, and note the difference from the previous two clips, how softly this character speaks and how somber and melancholic the music is. 尽管离家让我心碎，我曾告诉你，如果有来生，我还是会选择和你一起包睡，开始一点。All I've said so far is just a fragment of what this film has to offer in terms of imagination, thoughtfulness, and respect for both the history of cinema and for the audience. And on top of that, this is just one film that juggles all of these aspects. I just really appreciate that overall, 2022 felt like a celebration of everything film. I mean, sure, you had your Marvel movies and your Minions movies, but there is so much more than the cookie-cutter franchises. there are so many other movies that I can and want to analyze and talk about. I could do the neon aesthetic and fight scene choreography of Bullet Train, the sound design of The Alien, and the symbolism in the plot of Nope, or maybe the carefully constructed messaging through the character interactions in the horror slasher Bodies, 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 also from A24. What I will leave you with is this. I am very much looking forward to the movies to be released in 2022. And I hope that, if you get the chance, you too get to watch these films and appreciate all the subtle choices that go on with the director and the crew behind the scenes. Oh, and obviously, don't forget your popcorn.